Welcome back to the Built for the Trades channel. I'm Dan Dowdy, the founder of Built for the Trades. We're all about growing your leadership, helping you build self-operating businesses, profitable businesses, and businesses with an amazing culture. So if you're here as a business owner, as a manager, or just somebody who just wants to grow in leadership, welcome to our channel. Today I'm talking about how to lead by example, demonstrating professionalism and work ethic. Now, you may be thinking, okay, this is pretty much common sense, but let me tell you a story about myself and my own plumbing business. You see, I got to a point where I could stop working with my tools. I had enough technicians in the field doing the work. I had the office staff in place. And it wasn't like an instant change where I just started slacking off, but it was like slowly I would start showing up a few minutes late. I would start leaving a few minutes early. You know, I stopped going out in the field and assisting my technicians with plumbing issues or troubleshooting issues. I stopped being there to answer and cover the phones whenever my team couldn't do it. And I started to get on that road of slacking off. And what happened was I started to build like a little bit of resentment. And, oh, Dan's just the owner. He can do what he wants. And next thing I know, enough was enough. I lost some technicians. And I found myself back in the truck turning the tools again. So if that's you and that happened to you, then these 5 steps are going to help you. If that's never happened to you, then congratulations. I wish I had these 5 steps that I'm going to share with you before it did happen to me. So as we dive in, I'm going to share these 5 steps and really start with 1 being most important. And that's just setting the tone. You see, as leaders, our actions speak louder than words. And whether it's, you know, showing up early or dressing appropriately or having a positive attitude, setting the tone for what you want to see in your team is crucial. I mean, even to the point where, you know, you may be wearing the same attire as your technicians because you want to show them that, hey, this is a dress code and I want you to be in dress code. You see, setting the tone is something that we often don't see because we see the flaws in other people. And when it comes to setting the tone, when we see those flaws, we got to ask ourselves, are we leading that example? 2, and as I go through these 5 steps, I just want you to check in with yourself. Just kind of go through a little checklist as you're taking notes and just check in with yourself. And maybe you're doing all these, maybe you're doing 4 out of 5, or maybe you're doing none of them, but I hope this video really can help you just kind of check in with yourself. 2 is clear communication. You see, effective communication when it comes to leading by example, it could be things like quality standards, deadlines, integrity, is so crucial to set clear communication. Put it in writing when possible. Set the expectations up front. I shot a previous video on emotional intelligence and leadership in your plumbing business. I encourage you to go back and watch that after you watch this video. It talks more about how to communicate better with your team. 3, roll up your sleeves. Roll up your sleeves and bust your butt for your team. You know, show them that you're willing to do what it takes to get your hands dirty and work right alongside them. Whether it's troubleshooting that complex plumbing issue or getting in the trench and digging with your team, or maybe it's washing a truck or doing some administration tasks. You see, you know, being a business owner or manager and growing your business to a certain point doesn't mean that you always get to keep your hands clean. There are certain times where you can feel it in your culture. We need to get back in there. You need to roll up your sleeves and you need to foster that, hey, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to do whatever I ask you to do. I'll never ask you to do anything that I'm not willing to do. That is so key and so important. 4, continuous learning. Whether it's you're going to trade shows and you're learning, you're reading books, you're listening to podcasts, you have fostering that growth and that continuous learning, that every day is an opportunity to get better. That makes up an amazing culture. I have a company that I work with that has a weekly book club where they come together once a week and they're reading a book on leadership. And they're just talking about it. And it's not mandatory. It's just whoever wants to come voluntarily to the meetings. But they're growing together as a team. And that continuous learning starts with you, the leader. And 5, One of the most important steps in these five steps is acknowledge and reward. It is so easy to point out the flaws in people, to point out the things that they're doing wrong. I've been a part of so many team meetings where it's an hour to 90 minutes of all the things that they're not doing right. And they leave and they want, and they're like, why is my team not responding? Why are they not getting better in these weekly meetings? It's because your weekly meetings have turned into a bitch fest. Instead of taking some time to acknowledge and point out some of the things that your team is doing right. So whether that's through tangible rewards like bonuses or spiffs, or it's just through, you know, verbal communication of, man, y'all are doing a good job, or pointing out somebody who did something right and pointing it back to your core values. It's a great way to kind of bring the culture full circle and to let them know how good of a job they're doing. Realizing that acknowledgement and rewards are very important when it comes to leading by example. So it's not just about being a boss. It's about being a leader that your team respects and admires, right? Embodying that professionalism and that work ethic, really to not only elevate your own leadership, but to elevate the team around you, inspire them, strive for excellence, show them that actions speak louder than words as a leader. Thank you for tuning in here to Built for the Trades. The five steps, once again, I just want to recap this for you. Number one, set the tone. Number two, clear communication. Number three, roll up your sleeves. Number four, continuous learning. And number five, acknowledge and reward. Hopefully there's at least one of these steps that you can take away to get better at whenever it comes to leading by example. If you have found that this information is helpful for you and your business, please like, subscribe, share this with somebody else that you know will gain value from this. And remember that leading by example goes a long ways in building a great culture and building a thriving business. Hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see you in the next video.